letting your awareness descend into the body right down to the ground. And then filling the whole space of the body. Settle your body in its natural state, imbued with the three qualities of relaxation, stillness, and vigilance. And while relaxing deeply in the body, let your respiration settle in its natural rhythm. See if you can relax as fully during the in-breath as you do during the out-breath. Setting aside all concerns, all hopes and fears about the future and the past, let your awareness come to rest in stillness in the present moment. For just a short time, calm the conceptually discursive mind with mindfulness of breathing. In the simple practice of shamatha, we exercise and we find the cognitive aspect of consciousness, that flow of knowing. But consciousness is also luminous, it is creative. So now as we venture into the meditative cultivation of loving kindness, I invite you to raise the question. How would you love to see your own spiritual practice, in particular your practice this day, these 8 weeks, how would you love to see this practice unfold? What benefits would you love to see emerge from it? And how might your practice here contribute to your larger vision of your own flourishing? consciously arouse the most meaningful motivation you can for today's practice, the practice over the coming weeks. Clearly bring to mind your most heartfelt aspirations for your own well-being. With each out-breath arouse this yearning, this aspiration of loving-kindness for yourself. With each out-breath arouse the yearning. May I realize my heart's desire. May I be well and happy. With each out-breath, let your imagination play. Boldly venture into that realm of possibility. With each out-breath, imagine here and now realizing the fulfillment of your own aspirations. And part of your own flourishing must entail your engagement, your way of relating with those around you. By way of this practice to which we're all devoting ourselves, what will you love to bring to the world, to those who are close to you, those who are far away? Make this time as meaningful as possible. What would you love to offer to the world? And with each out-breath, imagine offering that here and now. Offering your very best. Then bring to mind as vividly as you can someone who is very dear to you. And to the best of your ability, bring to mind this person's aspirations, ideals. With each out-breath, arouse this yearning. May you, like myself, realize your heart's desire. May you find the fulfillment, the satisfaction to which you most deeply aspire. With each out-breath, as you breathe out the spirit of loving kindness, imagine this person's most cherished hopes and aspirations being fulfilled here and now, and imagine their joy, their satisfaction. And let the appearance of this person fade back into the space of the mind. And bring to mind another loved one, a group of loved ones. It could be your relatives, friends, people whom you already deeply care about. And again, attend very closely to them, however clearly you may or may not be able to visualize them. Give them your full attention. Let them be real for you, wherever they may be. And so far as you are able, bring to mind their hopes, their aspirations. With every out-breath, let your own aspirations join with their own. May you find the happiness and the causes of happiness that you seek. May you, like myself, be well and happy. Once again, letting your imagination play. With each out-breath, imagining, then realizing here and now their most meaningful, their most heartfelt aspirations. release all appearances. Release all aspirations. And let your awareness come to rest with no object. Just resting in the present moment. Resting in its own natural luminosity.